You're listening to the Product Podcast from Product School, featuring the best product leaders from Silicon Valley and beyond. If you're an aspiring product manager looking for your first PM role, or an experienced PM looking to level up your skills and advance your career, visit productschool.com to learn about our certificate courses and how we'll get you there. This episode is brought to you by Amplitude, the pioneer in digital optimization software that helps product leaders answer the question, how do our digital products drive our business? 1,400 plus customers, including Atlassian, Instacart, and Under Armour, rely on Amplitude's product analytics. Get started at amplitude.com. Welcome to the penultimate episode of our special product career advice season of the Product Podcast. Now more than ever, finding and starting a new job isn't easy. Luckily, we have Microsoft product leader Fiona Gann to offer you some help getting ready for your interview and successfully onboarding with your new team. She'll be sharing wonderful tips on how to handle this journey virtually so you don't feel alone in this process.
Hello, my name is Fiona Gann. I am a product manager on Microsoft Teams, driving user engagement, making Teams feel personalized, and that everybody gets their notifications. Before that, I was a marketing intern at Amazon while pursuing a bachelor's in engineering science at the University of Toronto. Since we're talking about interviewing and onboarding to a new PM job during the pandemic, I think I have enough street cred on this because I started preparing in January 2020, got an offer in May, and started in June. So if you're going through the same thing and may be impacted by a hiring freeze, or if you have visa issues like I did, I feel you. I've been there not long ago and it was stressful. We can't change the fact that recruiting is now 100% virtual. Everyone's mental and physical health has taken a toll. The world seemed to be in chaos since 2020, but I want to reassure you that this is doable. You will find your dream PM job during this trying time, and I'm here to offer some help. For today's episode, I will walk you through how I prepared for PM interviews, the tools and resources that helped me, how I balanced studying and a full-time job during the lockdown, tips I have for virtual interviews, and what I did while onboarding to a new team that gave me a great start. I will also share the frameworks I use for answering PM interview questions and having effective one-on-one chats with my new team. Be sure to stay tuned for those at the end. To set the context, I wanted a change in the new year and started reading books like Cracking the PM Interview and Decode and Conquer passively. Because I had an important project going on at work, which took most of my time, and I was unsure about what exactly I wanted to do next. Then in February, I started scheduling mock interviews with people in the PM community almost daily. I had a few first rounds and virtual onsites in March, and was dealing some visa issues at the same time. Not fun. Then I got some rejections and was told there was a hiring freeze in April. I packed up and moved apartments in the beginning of May, went through more onsites, and finally got an offer. Then I took some time off between jobs and started in June. Now, I've been on the same team for almost a year, and I'm certain that I made the right call. In terms of studying for interviews, there's a ton of great resources on this topic already. I'll share what worked for me during this unprecedented time. If you're like me, who has been working as a PM or even new to PM, you should know that PM interviews are not the same as what you do on the job. So I recommend brushing up on what skills will be tested by reading books such as Cracking the PM Interview and Decode and Conquer, and pay close attention to the frameworks suggested for answering questions. Then I leveraged Lewis Lin's PM community on Slack and scheduled mock interviews with other people who were also interviewing. So a mock interview is typically 1 hour and consists of two people. You get asked a question by your partner and you'll have around 25 minutes to respond. After you're done, your partner tells you how you did for 5 minutes. Then you two swap and you ask your partner a question and give feedback at the end. This turned out to be the single most effective method to get interview practice. If you can only do one thing, I recommend this. But if you're not ready to put yourself out there, start with doing interview questions on your own. The PMInterview.com and Glassdoor are great sources for questions. My pro tip here is to use a notebook and pen for these interview practices. I like notebooks because I can write on the points that I would say, draw UI wireframes or mind maps, and do simple calculations all on the same page. I find that this closely mimics what happens during the real interview, where I'd be asked to show my wireframes to the webcam. However, if you're more comfortable with tablets, they're great options too. An important thing to remember when you're practicing on your own is to 1, talk out loud, and 2, time box yourself. At the beginning, it's okay to take some more time to think about a product design question in silence, just to ramp up. But keep in mind that you need to communicate your thought process throughout the interview so they know where your head is at. Secondly, conveying your thoughts succinctly takes practice. So set a timer, identify where you tend to ramble, take some time to rephrase or wordsmith it, and practice saying the new bit next time. When you're practicing with others, Calendly, spelled Kaland.ly, is a great website for scheduling mock interviews. If you find a partner who is committed, gives great actionable feedback, and is generally pleasant to talk to, grab onto that person and ask nicely for recurring mocks like once or twice a week. I was lucky to have found a few, and we both could see our progress week after week. As you do these mock interviews, you will encounter many types of questions. I made a library and picked out the ones that I liked and asked them to my partners. This is also why mock interviews are such an effective method, because not only do you get to practice doing questions, you also hear how others respond to the same questions, the techniques that they use, the mistakes they make that you'd avoid, and put yourself in the shoes of the interviewer and try to see what they'd be looking for in a response. When it comes to practicing interviews, give yourself time and ease into it. It is totally fine to take the crawl, walk, and run approach. Make sure you understand the foundational PM principles first, then develop a framework for answering each type of questions and continue to revise them while practicing with others. So I was reading books and doing mock interviews while working a full-time job during lockdown. You might wonder how I manage my time while staying sane. I worked from 9 to 5 from Monday to Friday, so I optimized my off hours in the evenings for studying and doing mock interviews. Once you start scheduling mocks, it's easy to get carried away and try to schedule as much as you can, thinking that you'll get better faster. Nope. Practicing interviews is just like muscle building. You need to work out your brain and give it some rest to build that muscle memory. It's impossible to get jacked in 2 days, so relax. Depending on your schedule and timeline, give yourself at least 1 free day of no mocks. Just like how I didn't schedule any on Tuesdays and Saturdays, I also set a rule to not have any mocks after 10 p.m., so my brain can take a break before going to sleep. Since the city I was living in was in lockdown, I couldn't go out for social activities, which kind of worked out in my favor. However, you can reduce social activities to have more time to prep, but please do not eliminate them. Job hunting does feel like a solo fight that only you can compete in. But know that it's not everything. You have and need a support network. It's not worth it to miss a birthday party for a mock interview. Along the same lines, I kept one activity that I loved, which was a dance class every Sunday. I needed it to keep me active and sane. Also, I didn't want to neglect any career growth and skill building opportunities, so I kept attending workshops that would be helpful to my career and job hunting. I don't think I need to say this, but if you're sick, cancel everything and get some rest. If you have an onsite that day, email them to reschedule at your earliest convenience. We're in the middle of the pandemic. Even if you're not, people will understand and can wait for a few days. Your health comes first above everything. Prepping, applying, and doing mocks are exhausting. Take care of yourself. You're looking for a change right now. It's probably because you don't feel like the current situation is a good fit for you, and you definitely don't want to rush into something that doesn't fit you either. You've got to love that new opportunity and not compromise. But if you do need food on the table, by all means, take it, but have a long-term plan in mind.
This episode is brought to you by Amplitude, the pioneer in digital optimization software that helps product leaders innovate faster and smarter by answering the strategic question, how do our digital products drive our business? 1,400 plus customers like Atlassian, Instacart, and Under Armour rely on Amplitude's best-in-class product analytics solution to unlock insights, build winning products faster, and turn products into revenue. Get started at amplitude.com.
So, on the day of your actual interview, congratulations. You've got yourself an interview, and it's probably virtual. But don't worry, there are some advantages too. For example, you can have cheat sheets on your screen or print it out in front of you. Since you're not in the same room as the interviewer, you will need to be more expressive, verbally and via body language. Repeat questions to make sure you heard it right. Use transition words like, first, I'm going to identify the users. Second, I'm going to list out their needs. And lastly, brainstorm some solutions. It's also helpful to summarize whenever you finish a section of the question, in case audio or video got cut off in between. It's totally fine to ask for water or bio breaks. You need them, and your interviewers probably need them too. If you know you're going to whiteboard or wireframe some UI, familiarize yourself with the tool that you're going to use. If it's not calc out, practice with pen and paper or tablets. Lastly, PM interviews can actually be really fun. I don't like prepping for them necessarily, but I do enjoy doing them. So sleep well and don't strain yourself too much. You've done what you could. Enjoy the conversations. Now on to onboarding. So I onboarded in June and it's been almost a year. Virtual onboarding sucks and can feel very isolating and not welcoming. Looking back, there are a few things I'm really glad that I did, and I want to share them with you. First, it might sound trivial, but I made sure people knew I'm here. Your manager should help you with this. My manager made a post with my photo and bio, and I spoke up to introduce myself in team meetings if I saw anyone I didn't know. Second, besides the usual onboarding training, I dedicated my first 3 weeks for having virtual coffee chats with people. Typically, these should be the people who you'll work closely with, but I went one step further and had 60 chats with people in every discipline within my larger team. Product, engineering, design, research, marketing, QA, customer success, content, release management, you name it. And that saved me so much time later on. And I honestly wish I had done more. You can get a list of the people on your immediate team yourself. For others, ask your onboarding buddy, manager, or mentor who else you should talk to. If you weren't assigned an onboarding buddy or mentor, get one ASAP. Third, if your manager hasn't set up recurring one-on-ones, ask them what's a good cadence and set it up yourself, including one-on-ones with your skip manager, and maybe even directors, depending on your work structure. Fourth, I can't stress this enough. I know not everyone does it, but please, during these one-on-ones or team meetings, always turn on your video, at least for the first 10 minutes during larger meetings. This is your chance to literally show yourself. And I think we all know that by now. By having both people's video on just feels so much more personable compared to talking to a photo or a black screen. The hallmark of a good first coffee chat, and I've had 60 of these, here's what I recommend you do. When you send out that invite, make sure the proposed time is within their working hours. Include a friendly message in the meeting invite with a brief bio and what you're hoping to learn from that person. Turn your video on and ask the other person to turn on theirs if they're comfortable. Don't dive into work right away. Introduce yourself with your hobbies, new things you've tried during the pandemic, a good movie you watched recently. Just try to get to know them as a person first. Work will follow naturally, but don't force it right at the beginning. I created a relationship database for everyone that I met. I know, I'm pretty nerdy that way. But a template of topics and questions that I will ask everybody is so helpful, which I will go in detail at the end. Let's say you had a great conversation with someone or felt like they could be a great potential mentor. Request for follow-ups and recurring chats. It's so critical to be proactive in these virtual circumstances and make yourself seen and heard in a good way. People do enjoy seeing new faces, but they're just too tired from all these serious meetings all day. So be a little bit extra delightful if you can, and exude positive energy when you meet with them for the very first time. A good impression will go a long way.
Hi, this is Roland Smart, the CMO here at Product School. And I'm jumping into your podcast feed again because we're launching our first ever listener survey. Participating will help us understand, well, you and what topics you're most interested in and how we can better serve our audience as a whole. Go to productschool.com/podcast to take the survey. It takes just 3 minutes to complete, and it would mean the world to us. If you can, hit pause now, click the link in the show notes, and you'll be back to the episode in a flash. Thank you.
Lastly, join bootcamps, communities, or hobby clubs sooner than later, so you can quickly meet more people outside of your team and start building a support network. While you're onboarding, remember that you're also evaluating this new opportunity. Pay close attention to team culture, product, and interest fit, growth potential, and how are people saying about this team. I think it's wise to keep a logical mindset during your honeymoon period. Now, moving to my frameworks and templates for product design interviews. For product design questions, Lewis Lin talks about the circles method or framework in detail in his book, and I think it's super helpful. However, to really understand the thinking behind it, I think it's best to create your own framework that aligns with the approach that you're most comfortable with. Here's my 10-step framework for a product design question, inspired by the circles framework. I have checkboxes with things I need to think about and even transition words to help me move to the next step more smoothly, especially when I'm nervous. Before I start answering the question, I need to ask questions to level set. Then I give a structure of what my responses will consist of. Then I define the goals, identify the users, their pain points, and evaluate current products, if any, and brainstorm solutions. Then I use a modified RICE framework to prioritize my solutions with rationale, then define success metrics and how I could collect data. If there's time, I'll talk about my go-to-market strategy and summarize my response. When it comes to one-on-ones, when you first onboard to a team. I find it super helpful to have a list of questions handy when going into a one-on-one, especially if I'm meeting that person for the first time. This template populates that automatically and reminds me to do some homework on that person by looking them up on LinkedIn or social media if they have any that's professional. Also, by asking these same questions to everyone, such as, what's your favorite feature in Teams? Or what would you like PMs to change? I was able to get a pool of data on where people stand in terms of the product and team dynamics, and what I can do to make both better. Now, hopefully you've been equipped with new insights and tools on how to interview during this pandemic. My last gift to you is a to-do list on getting from zero to a new job, depending on your timeline. If you have 6 months or more until you want a new job, I would start with reading Cracking the PM Interview and Decode and Conquer and attempt the practice questions. For Cracking the Interview, I would focus on chapters 2 to 6. You can skim it if you just need a refresher on the PM role and read it more closely if you're new to a PM. Then chapters 10 to 16, if you want to attempt the practice questions in Cracking the PM Interview. As of Decode and Conquer, I would say chapters 1 to 13 and 16, those are really good for trying questions. Some blogs I could recommend are Intercom's blog called Inside Intercom. It's an excellent blog on product building. And there are loads of example PM questions by Exponent, the PMInterview.com, and last but not least, join Lewis Lin's Slack community and schedule more mock interviews with people. You can attempt 3 to 5 mock interviews a week. You can space them out depending on your schedule. In your own time, I will also encourage you to write and share your thoughts on new products and trends, just so that you are constantly in the mindset of thinking about new products and evaluating products with a framework in mind. If you are a design-oriented person or looking to apply for a design-heavy product role, I highly recommend using Figma or FigJam or other prototyping tools to build UIs for an app idea. If you have 3 months only to interview and find your next PM role, I would still read Cracking the PM Interview and Decode and Conquer and attempt the practice questions. Definitely double down on your mock interviews, maybe up the number from 3 to 5 to 5 to 7 a week. And again, I think it's critical to write and share your thoughts on new product and trends because that keeps your mind fresh on current trends and makes you a lot more, makes your conversations a lot more relevant when interviewing. Now, what if you only have just 1 month before you want a new job? I would skip Cracking the Interview and go straight into Decode and Conquer and attempt the practice questions. Watch example interviews by Exponent. They have a ton on their YouTube channel. And do 7 to 10 mock interviews a week by joining Lewis Lin Slack community and find folks to mock interview with. And again, write and share your thoughts on new products and trends. So that's all. That's what I had to share on preparing for interviews and onboarding to a new PM job during the pandemic. I sincerely hope you learned something new, and please don't hesitate to reach out if you have any questions. I just got back to vlogging, so you can also catch me on YouTube and Twitter. I also write a newsletter called The Creative Outlet, where I share my thoughts on PM, design, productivity, languages, anything that makes me feel creative. If you find that intriguing, give it a read and let me know what you think. Congratulations for making this far, and I can't wait to see you in the next podcast. A bientôt. 下次见喽，안녕 bye. Thank you for listening. This is Fiona again.
Thanks for listening to the Product Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean the world to us if you would rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Taking the time to write just a few sentences about what you love most about the show will help us improve it and reach even more product people around the world. And when you're done, why not reward yourself with some free product management content and resources over at productschool.com? Until next time, stay product-led.